Chapter 10. I rang the bell, and a strange woman answered the door, opening it a couple of centimeters and peering through. "Pardon me," I said. "Isn't this Mrs. Mandela's residence?"
"Oh, you must be William."
She closed the door and unfastened the chains and opened it wide.
"Beth, look who's here."
My mother came into the living room from the kitchen, drying her hands on a towel.
"Willie, what are you doing back so soon?"
"Well, it's a long story."
"Sit down, sit down," the other woman said. "Let me get you a drink. Don't start till I get back."
"Wait," my mother said. "I haven't even introduced you to
William. This is Rhonda Wilder. Rhonda, William." "I've been so looking forward to meeting you," she said. "Beth has told me all about you. One cold beer, right?"
"Right." She was likable enough, a trim middle-aged woman. I wondered why I hadn't met her before. I asked my mother whether she was a neighbor.
Really more than that, William. She's been my roommate for a couple of years. That's why I had an extra room when you came home. A single person isn't allowed two bedrooms."
"But why?"
"I didn't tell you because I didn't want you to feel that you were putting her out of her room while you stayed here. And you weren't, actually. She has..."
"That's right."
Rhonda came in with the beer.
"I've got relatives in Pennsylvania out in the country. I can stay with them any time."
"Thanks." I took the beer. "Actually, I won't be here long. I'm kind of en route to South Dakota. I could find another place to flop."
"Oh, no," Rhonda said. "I can take the couch."
I was too old-fashioned male chauve to allow that. We discussed it for a minute, and I wound up with the couch. I filled Rhonda in on who Mary Gay was and told them about our disturbing experiences in England, how we came back to get our bearings. I had expected my mother to be horrified that I had killed a man, but she accepted it without comment. Rhonda clucked a little bit about our being out in a city after midnight, especially without a bodyguard. We talked on these and other topics until late at night, when Mother called her bodyguard and went off to work. Something had been nagging at me all night, the way Mother and Rhonda acted toward each other. I decided to bring it out into the open once Mother was gone.